Shake like we're changed. Oh my gosh. Good morning. We're at KVON Radio, and we are so glad to be with you this morning. We have two dazzling, beautiful guests with us today, Sparkle and Bling. They brought balloons and everything. Jan Hansen. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
Kids and Families Director at First Christian.
Yes.
Oh, yay. Let's give you some applause. There you go. Bam. And Julie Paulson. Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning, Doris.
You
and
are
Napa.
Communication Media Director, also at First Christian. Give you some applause. Two beautiful ladies with us, and our co-host, Julie Hamilton. Hey, Julie.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, wait,
hope you're doing amazing today.
Okay, so Julie, what are you doing today?
Oh, today? Well, I was trying to mail my packages to all my out-of-state family, so mailing, radio. I got counseling later today. I'm excited about it, and
yay.
Catching up on accounting. That's not exciting.
So what are you thinking about this group? Why are Jan and Julie here?
Well, it's exciting because, you know, I always am looking out for the right person to come on the show. And always, you know, I pray about it. I'm like, God, bring me somebody to be on this show. And, you know, I love that Julie reached out. She said, hey, we have this free event for New Year's Eve for families. And, you know, at any time would be able to come on the show. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a perfect time. This is our last show of the year. And that they reached out this time is perfect. So I'm so glad they're here. Because now we can, I mean, it's only, what, 2 weeks until New Year's Eve right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
I saw some fingers going up to the mouth, you know, chewing on the nails here.
So what? So Napa, what were you planning to do on New Year's Eve? Because if you didn't have a plan, if you wanted to stay local, this might be the plan. So what is the plan? Who's the brainchild? Jan? Julie?
Jan.
Jan
is the brainchild.
Jan is the brainchild. The rest of us are on the ride.
Thankfully, you're all on the ride with me.
And it's an amazing ride.
Yes, it is.
It's one of those things that we recognize that Napa knows how to throw a party.
Oh, man.
For any occasion, right?
Bam.
But sometimes the events are grown-ups only. And because
yes.
At First Christian Church, or FCC as we call it, is all about families.
Okay.
We wanted to provide a fun New Year's Eve event that would be free, open to the community.
Okay.
Any families that have kids are invited to come.
What if I don't have kids?
Well,
find some.
Look at that pause.
Find some.
So everything is done with kids, or are the kids in another room like wild and crazy?
Here's the thing. To me, the best gift that a parent or a grandparent or anyone else...
The best gift is a family.
The best gift is time. The time that you spend with your kids. And to me, it's
so
not side-by-side time or in the same room time, doing different things time. It's together time. It's a shared experience.
Oh.
And so that's what this event is. It's not parents sitting back watching the kids play. No. This is a shared experience so that parents can do
love
something
it.
Fun with their kids and
so
make
what are
some
we gonna
awesome
do?
Connections. Well...
Okay,
we brought
wait.
A party bag.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay,
yes.
I want my party bag. But
yep.
So before, we're going to come right back to you with what we're going to do.
Yep.
But Julie, you do communications and media for FCC.
Yes.
And so how are you promoting this?
So, of course, social media. We have ads all over social media. We are public on Eventbrite. We're
okay.
on every community calendar I could get on. So that's predominantly.
So I've received no less than 8 or 10 invitations.
Woo-hoo.
So whatever whatever the heck you're doing, you're burning it up and you're doing it because, you know, that's the whole idea. You know, they say it takes 7 times to hear something before you know it. And when I saw this was on the show, I saw this is what Julie pulled together. I was like, oh, snap. You know, I know about that party.
Right.
So I don't know the details of the party. So yes. I am anxious to hear. Mm-hmm. So I arrive, and what time do I arrive?
Doors open at 6:30. And backing up a little bit, we do encourage families to register on Eventbrite or through our church website, because if we know how many are coming, then we can be fully prepared with all the supplies.
Really? You
and want everything.
To know how many's coming?
Yes.
I mean, what an arcane thought. But tell me, where do we register?
So you can go, Julie, why don't you share
that? You can register at fccnapa.org/NYE or search on Eventbrite.
Is there a faster way without a backslash? So if I go to fccnapa.org.
Yes.
Now, if I just go to the website and open it, there's probably a register button.
There is.
There's probably a little, you know, ding,
yes.
ding
yeah,
here.
Just scroll down the page just a little bit.
Okay.
Under the banner and you'll see it right there.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that's how I register for the shindig. Doors open at 6:30.
6:30.
And then what's going to happen?
So
are you going to feed me? Because, you know,
we've
I want to eat.
Got some good snacks. Absolutely. So when you first arrive, the families that have pre-registered get a quick and easy check-in. If you didn't register in advance, it's okay. We still have some limited space, and what we'll do is have you register there on the site. But from there, it's kind of like an open house format in a way in the whole kids building that we have.
Right.
We have a variety of things going on, and I brought a few things for you.
Okay, great.
Well, first of all, I've got your Happy New Year tiara for you.
Oh, let me
All of our volunteers will be wearing identifiable hats and things like that. It takes a lot of volunteers to pull this off, and our church is very generous in doing that. Oh, that looks good on you.
Where's my cup?
Yeah, so this cup, it's just a looks like a simple little Happy New Year cup, but we're having a popcorn bar this year.
Oh,
so you come
so
by,
yummy.
Scoop up your popcorn, and then you need your balloon. Scoop up your popcorn. Here you go. I'll give you the whole bag with all the goodies.
Okay.
And we have oodles of add-ins because who doesn't like add-ins in their popcorn? Doris is really getting into the spirit of New Year's. I love it.
Yeah, we'll post that on our social
Excellent.
Media.
Excellent.
There we go. Okay.
There you go. Actually, you can keep that bag. That's what families will get when they arrive. They'll get their cup for their popcorn. They'll get noisemakers and glow sticks also because glow sticks are going to be part of the party.
I love clappers.
Yep.
And the microphone.
Yes. A lot of fun there. What's a party without noise, right?
That's right.
Especially when you have kids involved.
Oh, I got a blown thing, too. Watch
out. Oh, yeah. Look
out.
Here she goes. Oh, that one was a dud.
I got a dud.
I promise we won't do duds. Oh!
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
The horn will work. I guarantee that one.
I'm into the fun bling.
Absolutely. There you go. That sounds like a New Year's party.
Well, it's a party. Yes.
Oh, everybody gets one of these bags?
Yeah, so each family will get a bag with their glow sticks, their noisemakers, and then they can head out to a variety of different things. They're all on, all the things we're doing is on the postcard invite. If you happen to see one of those around town, it's all listed on the website as well. But the things that we have going on besides the popcorn bar is we have a family game room. We rent out a whole bunch of different carnival, over-the-top kind of games and things like that for families to play together. Always popular. We have a DIY family project, and I can't tell you what it is, but I will tell you what last year's was. Last year's was a no-tech zone box. We gave parents and families a box that they decorated, and we gave them information and wanted them to encourage them to not use their tech at the table. So it was a box they could put their phones iPads, all that stuff into during family dinner time, and we gave them some good questions to talk about as a family during dinner time instead. So okay. That was last year's.
We're going to come back to that. But let me ask you, Julie, why do you think First Christian is a great place to go? What is it about First Christian that draws you into that building for worship? So what? There are 50 other places to go. Why do I go there?
We're a family. We are a family for families, you know, and every family is different. You tend to not think of a single person as a family, but they are. And we are a family made up of all these unique individuals and different family makeups. And together, we are a family for all of the families in Napa.
Oh, that is precious. So you feel like you've come home.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I know that's the slogan over at the Father's house, I'm home.
Ah.
And, you know, I think we're a family is a good slogan. It's a good concept because families are so pulled apart and fractured and fragmented, not just from death and divorce, but I mean, even families that are happily married, normal families, you know, everybody's fractured. They're on their tablets and their social media and they're not engaging. So I think your comments, Jan, are really great that you want to bring families together and engage them. So we're here today with Jan Hansen from First Christian, and she is the Kids and Families Director. And also with Julie Polson, who is our Communications and Media Director. Okay, Julie, do you have some questions for this group?
I do. I was asking Jan earlier, tell me what you love about working with kids.
Oh.
Why does she, you know, spend years and years and years and years just focusing on kids, and why is it important?
What kind of crazy wakes up every day and says, oh, wow, you know, I want to work with kids?
That would be me.
She's a really kind of crazy.
Most of us are like so excited when it's 7:30 and we boot them off to school,
exactly.
You know, but here you are. Are saying, oh, come to me. How can I bless you today?
Well, partly it's because my kids are grown.
Okay, so you're refilling your empty nest.
Absolutely. And also it's one of the things that I love about my job is that we as a church family really get to help families win. We get to encourage and support and come alongside parents because no parent should have to parent alone.
Right.
And really, parenting is the hardest job on the planet, right? We could all agree on that.
It's much harder to get a driver's license than it is to have a baby.
You're right.
I mean, well, it's a lot of pain to have a baby, but
yes.
The directions manual, there's no class for it.
Exactly. And that's why we really love to be able to come alongside families. We have a lot of different generations within our church, from babies to great, great, great grandparents.
Absolutely.
And as you know, that's where... that's where families without a family in Napa can come and find family, as Julie said earlier.
Oh, that is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so you were talking about some of the things you're going to be doing that night, but let me back up real quick and find out, who is Jan Hansen? Are you married? You got kids? You got a dog? How long you been in Napa? Tell us about Jan.
Sure. My husband Brad and I moved to Napa in 1982, so we've been here a while.
Yeah.
We came from the Midwest, Chicago area, and came looking for a job at that time. And so one of my sisters lived here in Napa at the time.
Oh, that was your draw.
That was our draw, family.
Family.
Isn't that interesting that that's what we're talking about? And so we raised our kids here in Napa. They went through all the schools here, and now they're adults. One of my sons is married and lives in San Francisco, and gave us the best Christmas gift last Christmas in saying they were going to be having their first baby.
So now you're a grandma.
I'm a grandma.
And this is the first Christmas of that 6 month old. You're going to go crazy.
I know.
You're just going to go crazy. And at this age, remember their clothes only last for a month or two.
Exactly. That's why I'm skipping the clothes.
Oh, skip the clothes. Go right to toys.
I heard the best idea through some of the resources that our church provides for families when it comes to buying gifts. And this was for grandparents, but I think it could apply to parents or anybody too. It said you should limit your gifts, I guess Christmas or anytime really, to something they need, something they want, something to wear, and something to read.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I used to do that as a parent. It was just fantastic, you know, because I remember when my kids were little, 1 year, I mean, okay, 1 year we were totally broke, and we used to always give our kids only 3 gifts, and I mean, we were so broke that one of the gifts was a pack of gum. Like, you know, we were really, really
broke. Probably loved it, right?
Yeah, probably. But, you know, we've always kept it. And so 1 year when our kids were little, we just gave them so many gifts, and it was... And some people, that's like their love language, and they're really great at that. For us, it was overwhelming because the kids didn't get a chance to really even play with everything. Like, it was just so much was lost, you know. And so I started adopting that. So something they need, something to wear, and something to read.
Yes.
And so we adopted that as sort of our motto, and it was fantastic. And now they're a little older, and like my oldest one's 19, so now she's like, well, you know, here's what I want.
I need
they're
this.
Expensive, you know, but anyway, I think that's a fantastic approach to Christmas.
Yeah, and then it rolls over into the new year too. And so if you don't have the ability to do a lot of things for your kids for Christmas, or you're looking for something, bring them to the New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
It's free.
I love that. It's really special.
Yeah.
So I asked you if you're married. I asked if you have kids. What was that first job that you got when you came here that drew you here?
It was for my husband, actually. And my sister and brother-in-law owned a grading and paving company here in Napa at the time. They've since retired and moved away from us. Can you believe it?
You came here for them and they moved away.
So he started in grading and paving here in Napa, and then did a variety of other things. But for the past 14 years, he's worked for VineGo. He drives paratransit.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you have any pets?
Not at the time. We've had a variety of dogs over the years.
Yeah.
Absolutely love them. Our last loss was too hard.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's
been a while.
Better to love and lose than to never love. But you've loved dogs.
And when we retire, look out, Brad. Then we'll have more time for another one.
So when you said you had no pets, I was thinking Doris was going to ask you to leave, but then you said you used to have dogs, and I was like, well, that kind of redeems
brought
it.
Brought me back at the table.
She'll let you stay if you had dogs.
Yeah, I'll let you stay, because you're a dog person. Yeah, you passed the litmus test.
Good.
Okay, Julie, married, kids, dog? I know these answers, but go ahead.
Yes, been married for, we were just talking about this yesterday, 28 and a half years.
Wow.
I have two kids, 22-year-old daughter, 19-year-old son. We have a dog, Dakota. He's 12. He's black lab.
Aww.
And very sweet old guy. And we have a very spirited cat named Ellie. And I joke around, she's the color of dirt and shadows, and she will crouch under those trees and catch all the critters. And,
oh my word.
She's a lot of fun.
Oh my word. I have always admired cats, but I'm allergic.
That's a nice way to put it.
Well,
my husband
I'm allergic.
Is as well. My husband
I'm allergic. Is as well. And so I'm just gaga for cats because I can't have one. It's like my hair's straight. I love curly. You know, you want what you don't have. But anyway.
I'm sacrificed because I'm allergic too.
I have never, in all the shows we've done together, I've never heard you say that.
That I'm
that's
allergic.
Amazing. No, that you admire cats. And I'm like, you learn something new every show.
Yeah, no, they're so independent and so aloof, and they come to you when they're ready. But boy, you put a paper bag on the floor and they're all into that. And I
absolutely.
Just, you know, I love love seeing a little cat video. You know how they turn up on Facebook. It's so cute. But let me ask you this. As you've lived here in Napa, what's your favorite thing? Julie, I'll start with you. What do you love about Napa? How come we don't just pick you up and put you in Connecticut? Okay, bad choice. There's snow. Okay, but true. But what makes you stay here?
You know, I just was sharing this with a friend last week. When I was a kid, we lived in the Bay Area, and we came up to Napa one day, and I noticed it just seemed different. There was a different feel here. I couldn't really put my finger on it. I think I was in fifth or sixth grade. And then in high school, we moved here. And I felt like I was in what I would imagine France to be. I remember riding my bicycle down the road among the vineyards. And we lived on the edge of town where we live. We live in Napa, but right on the edge of town off of El Centro. And I just felt like I was in France. And I just thought, you know, I never want to leave this place. Oh. And as I reflected as I reflected on it later as an adult, I realized that one of the special things about Napa is there's such a sense of pride in the community. And people here really love it. And they treasure Napa and they take care of it. And there are a lot of other places you can live where there's not this sense of community or love for community.
Right.
And so it's just a really special thing that we have here. And that is why I am here.
That made me cry. Aww. That's so precious. Thank we need you. To do a Napa commercial with you with you in it as our salesman. You know, I mean, I think that's so true that we do have just such a special sense of connection and family. We are still a small community, and we're not, you know, San Francisco, but you can drive right there in a second go to a play, go to the airport, whatever. You know, we're close enough to the snow. You can go snow skiing and then in the evening go on a sailboat. I mean, absolutely. You know, you have the best. It's just, and live in such a marvelous community. Wow. I love that. Okay, Jan.
Let's hear you. How am I going to top that?
I know. How you know, who wants to talk next? How are you going to top that?
Well, I'll just speak for my experience here in Napa. Like I said, we moved here in 82. So, much of my almost growing up too has been here in Napa in a way, as a very young adult, and then raising
with
our kids
family,
here.
Raising your family.
And I think that, again, we're going back to that family word, but I think even though Napa has this obvious big tourist and visitor feel to it, because that's who we are, that's the livelihood here, at the core of it, it is that small town family feel still.
Right.
When we were, you know, raising our kids here, you know, the school community was awesome, and the, you know, every part you could find your little niche of friends and connections that made you feel at home, and even now, you know, the thing that I love about Napa is when there is and I hate to say it, but when there is a tragedy or there is a hurt or there is a wounding or something sad or hard that one family goes through, we go through it.
Absolutely.
Our Napa family goes through it.
And that's that sense of community, that sense of belonging.
Exactly.
And I'm so in love with that. Julie, you've been here a long time.
I have, yeah.
Tell us, why do you love Napa? How come you don't pick up and move to Mississippi? It's much cheaper there.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, just to illustrate the point of what you're saying, I found a couple of days ago on Facebook, my daughter's picture came up from preschool of her class doing a performance. It was from 8 years ago. She's 12. And I was looking at the picture and I'm realizing three of the kids in her class actually ended up becoming our next door neighbors currently. And they do sleepovers and they play together all the time.
They've been friends since preschool.
One of them is in her class at school, which only has like 7 seventh graders. One of them I just saw yesterday at church. These are all different kids. And I was really it just hit me. It was so remarkable how that really is small town life. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, these people that we've been tied to for many, many years, they're part of our everyday life still. And it's pretty remarkable to live in a town that is like that, and that you just, you know, go to Trader Joe's or whatever and you see your friends, and it's just, it's really cool. You're connected. People are connected, and I really love that about NAPA.
I love that. I love that we know so many people. Heaven's sakes, do not send me into like Safeway or Lucky or Trader Joe's to get a bag of chips or a little container of hummus, because you won't see me back outside the door for about 2 hours. I mean, you see all your neighbors and friends, all of your church family, everybody, because we are a small town.
But it's usually on the days when you didn't dress up and you're like in your sweats and stuff. Like when you dress up, you don't see anybody, which is weird.
That is so funny. So the other day, we're laying new hardwood floors in our house, and I came home from work really late, past dinner, like 7 o'clock. And I said, and my son was doing something, and I said to my husband, oh my gosh, babe, have you eaten? He's like, no, I've been working on this floor all day. I said, well, let's just jump over. Let's just hop over to Hop Creek. He said, I'm really, you know, dusty. And I said, well, let's vacuum you off, you know, because he'd been laying floors, and just, he was a wreck. And so we go over... We go over to Hop Creek, and we knew everybody in the place. I mean, we just knew everybody in the place. And my husband's saying, he put on a hat and he put on a jacket, but he went inside the restaurant. He wanted to take the hat and jacket off, and he said, no, I'm going to keep the hat and jacket on for a while, you know. So then we sat down, and that was before we even sat down, just going table to table, talking to our neighbors. And then we sat down. I said, honey, just take your hat and jacket off. Dude, you've been working all day. It's not like I picked you up in a ditch or something. And so he did, and he was more comfortable after that. And then people walked up and said, oh, I see you've been laying your floors, because I put pictures on Facebook. And he goes, yep, you know.
Proof.
And so we made a funny out of it. But you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. On your worst day, that's when you run into everybody you know. But that's NAPA for you. So thanks for that little moment. Okay, let's get back to your party. Okay. So tell me about your party. Is at First Christian Church, and both of you are members of First Christian. Why be a member of First Christian, Jan? Forget this party. What else you got going on? What's the draw?
Like Julia mentioned before, we like to call ourselves a family for families, and it's an opportunity for someone to really connect with other real people. The thing of it is there are no perfect families. Mm-hmm. There are no perfect people.
Mm-hmm. And there are no perfect churches.
Exactly.
Nothing is,
right? Girl. And so in our, as you mentioned earlier, in our brokenness, if we really stop to see who we really are, but yet who God made us to be, and see each other that way, it changes your own perspective of yourself and then of other people as well. And we have a variety of things going on. And we try not to do things just to do things and fill up family schedules and give them more to do. What we recognize with families is that parents are their kids' best and first educators in all areas of life. And that includes faith as well. So what we want to do is set parents up to win. And we want to encourage them, support them, provide resources, come alongside them, put them with other parents so that they can connect with each other and see
learn
that it's okay to
go
to the grocery store in your in your grubbies. That's okay, because that's real life.
Yes.
And that's what we really want to try to do, is help people in a way to like let their masks down.
Yes.
And just be real. We find that in our worship services, of course, on Sunday morning, and we have our kids' stuff going on, and it's all wonderful, and it's great, and it's a great expression of our faith. But
community really happens in, as they say, in circles, not in rows. Mm-hmm. So we're coming to the table with other people in small groups. We have those for our kids, for students, middle school, high schoolers as well. And we learn how to live generously and serve others and find our place in God's story.
So I have a different question for Julie. Along the same lines, faith, worship, church, so what? Why am I going to do that? What is the point? What am I going to get out of it? It's just a bunch of hypocrites in there, a bunch of people that just don't really care about each other. They just pretend. I mean, you know, the world has a view of what faith and church is. They're going to judge me. Why am I going to go there and have more cruel and unusual punishment than what I have in my life and home and family and Thanksgiving table? I mean, why faith? Why do this?
Well, I think that we're all searching. We're all searching for purpose. We're all searching for a place to belong.
That S word.
We're all searching for something larger than ourselves to be part of. And if you don't have a faith background, you don't know that what you're really searching for is God. His presence in your life. And you talked about how, you know, we're all hypocrites. We are all broken. We all do make mistakes. None of us are perfect as much as we try, and we might put on a mask or put on that shiny whatever and try to be that person we want to be. But at the core, we all fall short, you know. We all make mistakes. And we have a saying. It's actually our vision statement at FCC. That our purpose is to live in God's grace so that everyone can experience God's love.
Wow.
It's about forgiveness. It's about not judging. It's about loving people for who they are, as God created them to be. And so I just feel like, you know, anyone out there who's searching, who's feeling like there's something missing in their life, it's probably because the door of their heart is being knocked on. And their creator wants to have a relationship with them.
Man, dang. She just dumped the whole truckload on us. That was excellent, Julie.
You asked. The answer of my heart. So.
Oh, my gosh. That was precious. You know, I think for me, morality is such a big deal. And teaching kids faith-based and spiritual concepts happens in church and happens among faith-based families, right? So if there were no God, and if there were no heaven or hell, and if there were no hereafter, what have you lost because you took your kids to church and you taught your kids compassion and kindness and respect? And if you taught your kids the concepts and the precepts that we do teach in church, if you taught that to your kids and there was no end of the story, you still haven't lost out.
Right.
You've made a better human being.
Yep. And you've lived an incredibly rich life. Yes.
You've attached yourself with incredibly rich people. Mm-hmm. Speak to that, Jan.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the curriculum that we use for our elementary age kids, each month we teach them a life app.
Okay.
And some of the words you mentioned are those things: kindness, determination, honor, joy, love, peace. These things that are sound, when you just say those things, it sounds like it's the moral way to live, and it is. But we call them life apps because you have to apply them in your life. And
yes.
So what we're doing is helping them to see that these are things for life. The volunteers that we have on Sunday mornings with the kids, they're like, wow, that lesson was for me today. You know, because it's the truth of like we said, who God made us to be and who he wants us to be in relationship with him and how he wants us to treat others. That's huge.
See, and you just thought you were going to be talking about the New Year's Eve party, and here I'm just slamming you with all this deep...
We even brought snow to share with you.
Oh, snow?
Snow at the New Year's Eve party.
I want to transition to snow. Yes.
Do you want
to
build a snowman?
Oh, let's just transition right now.
Because snow. What we did is... Whoops, I lost one of them. What we're doing is one of the fun rooms, what we're doing is a Frozen-themed indoor snow playroom.
Oh!
So I brought you some snow. Now, this has been in the freezer for a little bit. We're going to have some of the snow on a snow play table, but we're also going to have the fluffy stuff, a 20 by 20 foot area that kids can not only play in, but throw some snowballs at each other in that area as well. So the snow that you're feeling that's very cold because it's been in the freezer for a little while, the fluffy part of it too will be out. But it's snow that they use in movies and like any kind of photos and things like that. It's really cool. It comes in this powder and it hydrates with water and it expands and it's
wow.
So that's for you guys to play with. And it sticks around. It's a polymer. It doesn't get you wet or just brush it off. It's not even wet.
This is fantastic.
So parents, this is a way that you can play in the snow, not get cold, not get wet, not have to deal with any of that, but just have a lot of fun.
I love the texture that you gave it by putting it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, like, I mean, I've seen people use it a lot in decor, you know, where they inflate
exactly.
it.
Yes, exactly.
But I've never seen it frozen, and it still has that same texture.
Chunky.
That's fantastic.
Crunchy feel.
What is this
thing? It feels like snow.
That's a snowball. It's a safe snowball. It's just a puff thing that's in snowball.
Faux balls.
But when you crunch it, it feels like kind of crunchy, like a real snowball does.
I love this thing.
And growing up outside of Chicago, yes, this is the closest I'll get to snow this winter for Christmas.
I love that thing.
Yeah,
that
so we're going to have a whole room that's going to be
that. Did you make those?
No, we purchased them. You can buy them lots of different places.
Those are so cool.
It
I love that
like
thing.
That crunchiness.
Like snow.
It's just yarn. I thought maybe it was like felted wool or something, or maybe it has bean bags inside, but it doesn't.
Know.
It's just
I know. I was
magical snowball.
I was examining
oh
it too,
gosh,
but when you smush
crazy.
It, it feels just like crunching a
it
snowball.
It does. It just has the same
I
crunch.
I just love that
so
thing.
So we've got about 120 snowballs to throw
yeah.
around.
Oh,
and
that's
a bunch
fun.
Of
kids love to throw.
And I can tell you this, Olaf is going to be there.
That's going to be so fun. You guys are hysterical. We just recently had snow day at Grace Church.
Yeah, saw that too.
And we had the sleds and the hills, and we brought in trucks of snow, and it was fantastic.
Fun.
So, I love it.
I do want to ask about the glow stick dance party.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
Certainly.
You should back up and tell them about the balloon drop.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the balloon drop.
Well, the glow sticks come before, during, and after that.
Okay.
So after families have fun from 6:30 to 8 over in the kind of free play area with all these fun things going on. At 8 o'clock, we move over to our auditorium, and we do some audience participation games with the whole crowd of people. I call people up on some families up on stage, and we do competition games, all kinds of fun. We have some prize drawings. And then during that time, we have provided everybody with glow sticks, so we have some glow stick games on the screen that we play along to. But then a little before 9, we get ready because at 9 o'clock, we count down our new year. And that's the kids' new year, right? 9 o'clock.
Yes, that's amazing.
Or some of ours as we get older. But we have about a 600 balloon drop and then glow stick dance party for another half hour till families are ready to leave. Oh, and then at the door, you get bubbles and kisses.
Oh, how cool.
Martinelli's sparkling cider and Hershey Kisses for on your way home with an invite back to the next things we're doing and the ways that we want to continue to connect with families in Napa.
I am blown away.
You're invited.
Party.
You should come.
The party sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, we usually do a New Year's Eve party at our house, but mm-hmm. this party sounds fantastic. Now, what age group kids do you think it's the best for?
Well,
it's sounding to me like 9 and 10. And
yeah, ideally elementary age.
Yeah.
However, we also have a special preschool play zone room. So if you come and you only have preschoolers, it's a great room to be in. They're safe. They don't, you know, they don't get overwhelmed. So that's a safe room too. So even families with preschoolers, I've seen families with babies come, families that have younger kids and middle school and high school age kids come. We have one family that says, I don't care what my age is, I have they're in middle school now, I'm at your party because it's so much fun. And this is our fourth year.
I'm so proud.
It gets bigger and better every year.
So about how many come? Do you say 100?
Well, last year, it's grown every year. And last year, I think we had about 95 families. So 350-ish people.
Wow.
So we're expecting even more this year.
Wow.
So we'll be ready. And that's why we're asking for the pre-registration, if families can. If you can't, just show up. But pre-registration helps us make sure we have enough of everything for everybody.
Okay, so let me rewind real fast. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a free family New Year's Eve party at First Christian, which is on First Street, and right in Napa, right before First Street turns into Browns Valley Road there. And First Christian is offering this wonderful party. The doors open at 6:30, and you're going to get a bag. Is that a bag per family?
Yep, bag per family with all, with all you need.
Yeah, with the cups in it and a headband that says Happy New Year's and all of the fun bling bling stuff. And this party goes from 6:30 to 9:30 with many activities in between and popcorn. Is there other kind of foods there?
Well, the popcorn, it's more than just popcorn. There are a ton of add-ins.
It's the experience.
It is.
Popcorn bar.
We did this, we actually did a popcorn bar a few years ago, and it was so popular. Everyone loved it. So you get this amazing popcorn, and to it you can add gummy bears, M&Ms.
In your popcorn?
Name some of the other things, Jan. You went shopping for it recently,
Yeah, just got all the supplies. So we have different themes add-ins, too. You could do animal style, which is animal crackers and gummy bears. You can have that as a theme.
Whoa.
You can have the which is regular M&Ms and mint M&Ms.
Oh.
You can have sweet and salty, which is raisins and dried fruit and some pretzels you can add in.
So have you been taste testing all these combinations? That's what I would like to know.
Oh, my goodness.
All kinds of fun stuff. Or you can just add the one favorite thing that you have that you want in there.
But you
or
know
you
the
can go
kids,
plain.
The kids will take, like, some of everything.
Of course.
Just, you know, pile it in there.
And they love,
I know.
They love adding Jelly Bellies to their popcorn.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, PB&J. So it's peanut butter, chips, and jelly beans.
I love it. That is so fun. So this party is at First Christian Napa. And so to register, go to fccnapa.org. And you can scroll down on the webpage and find the click button to register. Or you could just go right there by going to fccnapa.org/NYE.
Also, you can just, if you forget all that, you can just go to Eventbrite, because that's how we're using our registration. So if you go to eventbrite.com and search for Family New Year's Eve Napa, you'll find us there.
Okay, and it's a free event. That's the big news. And that means everybody come, the whole family gets a night out. I mean, you go to the movies, it's $100 for a family of four. Here you can take a family of four for free. And take bling home.
And the great thing is, when you said it started at 6:30, I was thinking, oh my gosh, 5.5 hours of, like, trying to entertain your kids, you know? And so I love that you're actually celebrating New Year's Eve Eastern Coast time at 9 o'clock.
Don't tell the kids.
Oh, we won't tell the kids, but that's brilliant.
Yes.
I love that.
Because then your family still has time to get home, settle the kids down a little, get them to bed,
Absolutely.
And mom and dad can celebrate on their own.
Absolutely. No, what a beautiful idea. I'm so impressed. And now, are dogs welcome?
Let me think. Probably not.
Unless they want to serve.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, no. Okay, so when you come at 6:30, it's free. There's activities all through the rooms. And tell us again what we're going to do that night. Just walk us through registration on into the venue. If I've never been to First Christian, just give me the layout.
Sure. When you park in the parking lot, there'll be a designated entrance area in our kids building that you'll head into first. We'll be greeted by some awesome volunteers that we have at our church. And if you've registered ahead of time online, all you'll do is give your family's last name. They'll grab a bag and stuff it full of all the goodies that you need, the glow sticks, the party noisemakers, all those things. And then if you haven't registered in advance and you just show up at the door, which is okay, there'll be another little stop to make, and that's just to sign in. And then you just can kind of head off on your own wherever you want to go first, to the Frozen indoor theme snow playroom, to the popcorn bar, the family game room, the preschool play zone, the DIY family project. And we also have some selfie stations set up all around the spot, so you can do that as well. And then that's for an hour and a half. You just get to play to your heart's content. And again, it's a shared experience for families, for parents and kids to experience together. And if we see a parent just sitting there, we'll poke you. No, I'm just kidding. No, you won't be able to just sit there, because your kids will be so thrilled that you're there with them and spending time with them in a fun, fun way. So then at 8 o'clock, we'll just move everybody over to our auditorium. There's going to be some crazy glow stick games that we're going to play and audience participation games. And then all of a sudden it'll be the countdown to New Year's Eve. And when that happens, we all count down. We have about a 600 balloon drop that happens. Blow our noisemakers, welcome in the new year, and dance, dance, dance.
That is just so fun. So you're growing. You've added new ideas on top of what you did last year. So tell me, Julie, what's new? Are we doing something this year we haven't done before?
The snow is definitely new.
The snow room.
Yes, yes. Last year we had, what's the name of it?
Jungle James. Yes. He brought his
reptiles.
Oh, yes, I remember the pictures. Yes. They were all over Facebook. I saw that.
I stayed outside the room.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in that room.
But the kids loved it. And a lot
kids
of the parents
love it.
Did too.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And in other past years, we've done things like we brought in the Lego company.
Yes, Bricks of Napa.
Yes.
When she was in business, she came and did a whole Lego room. It was awesome. The year before that, we had Scientopia come and do all kinds of fun experiment things that were very hands-on.
So every year there's some sort of a featured change-up.
And this year it's Frozen.
It's a Frozen theme.
You're going to have that music playing?
Actually, we have the sing-along that'll be on.
Oh.
You can sing along.
Oh, you know the kids are going to love that.
They're going to love it.
I'm so sick of that song. I didn't say that, but
well,
yeah.
I got...
Just let it go, Doris.
I'm gonna give you a dog bark on that one. Oh my!
Sorry, couldn't resist.
You just flew that one right in there. Oh my gosh!
You set me up so well.
I know. Yeah, Julie, you got to come back on that.
I have no words.
Okay.
I've got something really corny to say, but not this time.
All right,
Julie,
what? Question, comment, thoughts.
have you seen Frozen 2? I don't know. It has completely different songs. Maybe it might be a refreshing for you.
Oh. Yeah, no. Okay, moving on. So we've got this wonderful event. We have these wonderful ladies that are helping to plan it and promote it and publicize it. What do you think, Julie, is the best way to get the word out about something? Oh, right. Doris's radio show. Good one. That was a great answer. Okay.
Well, I had 10 ideas pop into my mind at once.
I know.
So
we'll go for them. Go through them. You're a media chick.
I was going to say, tell your friends you heard it on Doris's show.
That's right. Well, we have shared through Peach Jar, which is NVUSD's
yes.
Distribution flyer, digital flyer distribution.
So, you know, you probably could pass along an email. You can hop on Facebook, look for the event on Facebook. You can share that with friends. We are, we've advertised on Patch also, so you'll see that as a featured event on Napa Patch. And gosh, the website, there's lots of links that can be passed along. We've also got great little postcard flyers that you're probably seeing all over town to share with friends.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Well, we have to wrap it up. So we've been talking to the ladies from First Christian Church. We have Jan Hansen with us today, Kids and Families Director at First Christian. Do you have other things that go on, Jan, for kids, or is this your one and done?
Oh, no. We're already looking forward to planning a summer parking lot event to invite the community to as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay, that's perfect. But do you have regular weekly things?
Absolutely. Every Sunday. We're open every Sunday.
Imagine that.
And it's an awesome place. We love the families that come. We are so excited. It's almost every week we see new families come and join us. And it's just so great to see our current families welcoming in new families. It's just
great. That's perfect. And we've also had Julie Bolson. She's our communications and media director at First Christian Church. And it's such an honor to have you guys here with us today.
Thank you.
You also have a school.
Veritas Christian Academy.
Yes, because they're also on my campus. Yes. I'm at Grace Church. Yes. And so we have the older kids at Grace. So that's great. Julie, close this up. What do you got?
My closing thought is I know Doris and I and probably a lot of people listening, I'm sitting here in my head calculating the amount of money that's in this bag and the amount of work that you're putting into this for free to benefit the community. And I'm just blown away. I was just sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, why would somebody in their right mind do this? You know what I mean? Like the amount of money that you're going to spend to put on a free event. And I just think it's spectacular. And it really shows the love and care that you have for the community and the people and the kids in it to really give of yourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it blows me away that you guys would be that generous. And so thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
We want to give the gift of time to families.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's the highest and best work of a church is to draw families together and teach them to raise noble children that are filled with wisdom and compassion. And
to continue to fuel Napa with these awesome people, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love it. We need to sign off. I'm Doris Gentry, your host today, with Julie Hamilton, my co-host at KVON Radio. It has been our pleasure and joy to be with you. Thank you for sharing this moment with us. We'll see you next time. Same time next time, but not until January because we're on break for Christmas and New Year's. But you have a great week, a great Christmas. God bless all of you. Woohoo!